gets it inside. Frank Gore is still going. Touchdown, San Francisco.
Two from the 40. Couple of tight ends. Receiver right and Adrian. Hand off Adrian. Scoots loose up the middle. Across the 30. To the 20. Inside the 10. Touchdown.
First down and 10. Johnson gets a shoulder square. Watch out. He's got to get away from the top speed. Touchdown.
Welcome into Grinding the Edge, episode 14. I'm your host, Koopa. You can find me on X at Dynasty Koopa or on the South Harmon Discord at Koopa Troopa 8. If you're not a part of the Discord, you should go check it out. It just costs $1 a month to get into the Patreon at patreon.com/South Harmon. And when you're part of the community, you can get a chance to talk to tons of other people, including all the content creators here on the platform, as well as all of our community members who also subscribe to all of our same theories, and they can help you out with trade advice, with team roster advice, with basically anything that you might need to get a second opinion on. There's somebody there that's willing to help. So once again, that's patreon.com/South Harmon, and go check it out. In addition, don't forget to check out our sponsor, Ultimate Autographs. At Ultimate Autographs, you can get all sorts of awesome signed memorabilia. If you've been watching any of the South Harmon videos, you've noticed that Mike has completely redone his background setup, where he has tons of awesome sports gear and memorabilia that's all signed by various players across the NFL. And he's getting all of that through Ultimate Autographs. All you need to do to utilize our discount code is to go to signedshit, that's signed, sh.it, and use the code HARMON15 at checkout. You'll get 15% off of your order, and be sure that you can sign up for all the amazing prize breaks that go on over there at Ultimate Autographs. Once again, that's signedshit, or signed, sh.it, and use the code HARMON15 for 15% off. This week's episode is going to be a little different than normal. It's also going to be a little bit more drier than normal. If you're currently driving your car on the way to work or maybe on a long trip or something like that, this is maybe not the best spot to listen to this episode. The point of this episode is to provide a list of all the players that you may potentially want to roster on your fantasy teams. If you have been paying attention to this podcast feed over the past 8 weeks, Eric and I have gone through all 32 teams and every single player that is on their rosters right now and talked through which players we think are going to make the 53-man roster when those cutdowns happen in late August. Today, I'm going to be listing every single player that I think is worth rostering on a 25-man roster league, a 30-man roster league, or just in general if you have a ton of extra roster spots. I'm just going to be going through and listing all the players, and so the intention is that you can go through and add all these players on Sleeper. So if you did not know, on Sleeper, you can set a watch list, and what I like to do with the watch list is to set any kind of player that I am interested in potentially picking up. So at this time of year, and again at the end of August, what I will do is I will completely clear my watch list, and then I will assign only players that are on the 53-man roster or that I expect to get signed immediately or something along those lines. And the reason I do that is because I can then go into all of my leagues, go to free agency, filter solely by players on my watch list, and I don't need to worry about the crazy sleeper rankings, the ADP numbers, all that kind of stuff that just muddies the water and ends up feeding you these same players that are no longer relevant. So this show is going to be me building the watch list based off of the 32 episodes that Eric and I did. I'm going to give you no player analysis in this show. If you're wondering why I'm including a certain player in a certain tier, go listen to that team's episode and listen to where we're talking about it, because there is where we will likely have talked through that player and explain why we're either in or out on that player, things like that. So I'm just going to run through a list of names. And the intention is you can go into your watch list on Sleeper and add any one of these players. So as I'm recording, what I'm going to be doing is building it on my end. And I'm going to tell you here before we start a couple tips and tricks that I use. That way you can easily find the players that you're looking for and things like that. But the intention is you can play this podcast at 1x speed and just follow along. You can build your watch list of, I'm probably going to end up putting like 300-ish players, potentially more, onto my watch list. And I want you to just be able to do the same thing on your end. So all you need to do is just sit down with your phone, start this podcast playing, and as I say all the players, you just keep hitting watch lists on every single one of them. This is why I'm saying if you are in a car and you potentially want to do this, obviously it's not safe to be on your phone and driving. If you are somebody that's regularly on your phone and driving, please don't. And so hit pause, skip to next podcast, whatever, come back to this later. And I will be here to tell you all the players that you should have on your watch list and to make sure that you either have rostered or potentially don't have rostered in your dynasty leagues. So now that you are set up and ready to go, what I'm going to do is go to the very bottom right of the Sleeper tab where you see the little plus for the minis. I click that, and then I'm going to go to the Fantasy Football Research tab. In the Fantasy Football Research tab, you get a list of all the players. You can change your league in the top right. That doesn't really matter here because all I'm caring about is the ability that I can filter. So if you're on the rankings page, to the left of where it says all, you have a filter by feature. And you can filter by a certain team. So I'm going to start with the Arizona Cardinals, and I'm just going to continue down the list for every single one, and I'm just going to move by quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end. List out the players I want on my watch list, and it will make it really easy for you to find who I'm going for. So for example, the first one we're going to add is Kyler Murray. So, but I'm going to say, all right, we're starting with Arizona and quarterback. So you have the Arizona filter selected quarterback. We're going to hit Kyler Murray. It'll pull up his player page, and then you hit the little star on the right side, right underneath his experience number. And we're just going to go through that for every single player. And we're going to do that for this first section will be players that are that could be rostered in a roster 25 lineup league. So that is the goal of this experiment with this list of players here. After this, I will be doing players for a roster 30. So it will include some players that are a little bit longer dart throws to be relevant, or specifically for wide receivers and tight ends, players that might be relevant in best ball. That is the one that you would potentially want to listen to for those kinds of edge players as well. And then the last section that I'm going to do is anybody else that Eric and I talked about that could make a 53-man roster. This is going to be a lot of your like 7th-round rookie guys, UDFAs that we think have a chance, things like that. So that's what that last section is going to be. So you can feel free to stop listening wherever it makes sense for you. With that primer, let's get started. With Arizona in the quarterback position, I have Kyler Murray and Desmond Ridder. At the running back position, I have James Conner and Trey Benson. At the wide receiver position, I have Marvin Harrison Jr. and Michael Wilson and Zay Jones. At the tight end position, I have Trey McBride. Flicking over now to the Atlanta Falcons, we have at the quarterback position, Kirk Cousins and Michael Penix Jr. At the running back position, I have Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier. At the wide receiver position, I have Drake London and Darnell Mooney. At the tight end position, I have Kyle Pitts. Moving on to the Baltimore Ravens, I have Lamar Jackson and Josh Johnson. At the running back position, I have Derrick Henry and Justice Hill and Rasheen Ali. At wide receiver, I have Zay Flowers and Rashad Bateman. And at tight end, I have Mark Andrews and Isaiah Likely. Moving on to the Buffalo Bills, I have quarterbacks of Josh Allen and Mitchell Trubisky, running backs of James Cook and Ray Davis, wide receivers of Keon Coleman and Khalil Shakir and Curtis Samuel, and tight ends of Dalton Kincaid. Moving on to the Carolina Panthers, I have Bryce Young and Andy Dalton. At running back, I have Jonathan Brooks and Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders. At wide receiver, I have Deontay Johnson and Xavier Leggett and Adam Thielen. At tight end, I have Jatavion Sanders and Ian Thomas. At the Chicago Bears, I have quarterback of Caleb Williams and Tyson Bagent. At running back, I have DeAndre Swift and Khalil Herbert and Roshan Johnson. At wide receiver, I have DJ Moore and Keenan Allen and Rome Odunze. At tight end, I have Cole Kmet and Gerald Everett. Moving on to the Cincinnati Bengals, I have at quarterback Joe Burrow and Jake Browning. At running back, I have Zach Moss and Chase Brown. At wide receiver, I have Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and Jermaine Burton. At tight end, I have Mike Gesicki. And that is it for the Bengals. So moving on to the Cleveland Browns, I have quarterbacks of Deshaun Watson and Jameis Winston. I have running backs of Nick Chubb, Jerome Ford, and Deonta Foreman. I have wide receivers of Amari Cooper and Jerry Jeudy. And I have tight ends of David Njoku. That is it for the Browns, so moving on to the Cowboys. Cowboys, I have the quarterback of Dak Prescott and the quarterback of Cooper Rush. At running back, I have Ezekiel Elliott and Rico Dowdle. At wide receiver, I have CeeDee Lamb and Brandon Cooks and Jalen Tolbert. At tight end, I have Jake Ferguson. And that is it for the Cowboys. So moving on to the Denver Broncos, I have Bo Nix and Zach Wilson. And at running back, I have Javonte Williams and Jaleel McLaughlin. At wide receiver, I have Cortland Sutton and Josh Reynolds and Marvin Mims. At tight end, I have Greg Dulcich. In Detroit, I have the quarterback of Jared Goff, Hendon Hooker, and Nate Sudfeld. At running back, I have Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery. At wide receiver, I have Amon-Ra St. Brown, Jameson Williams, and Khalif Raymond. Khalif Raymond, you have to scroll down a little bit to find. At tight end, I have Sam Laporta. Moving on from Detroit, we go to Green Bay. For Green Bay, the quarterbacks I have are Jordan Love and Sean Clifford. At running back, I have Josh Jacobs and Marshawn Lloyd. At wide receiver, I have Christian Watson, Jaden Reed, and Dontavian Wicks. At tight end, I have Luke Musgrave and Tucker Kraft. Switching over to the Houston Texans, I have C.J. Stroud and Davis Mills. I have running back of Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce. I have the wide receiver of Nico Collins, Stephon Diggs, and Tank Dell. I have the tight end of Dalton Schultz. At the Indianapolis Colts, I have the quarterback of Anthony Richardson and Joe Flacco. I have the running back of Jonathan Taylor and Evan Hull. The wide receivers of Michael Pittman Jr., Adonai Mitchell, and Josh Downs. At tight end, I have Jelani Woods. Moving on to the Jacksonville Jaguars, we have the quarterback of Trevor Lawrence and Mac Jones. Running backs of Travis Etienne and D'Ernest Johnson. Wide receivers of Brian Thomas Jr. and Christian Kirk and Gabriel Davis. At tight end, I have Evan Ingram. Moving on to the Kansas City Chiefs, at quarterback, we have Patrick Mahomes and Carson Wentz. At running back, I have Isaiah Pacheco and Clyde Edwards-Hilaire. At wide receiver, I have Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy and Hollywood Brown. At tight end, I have Travis Kelce. Moving on to the LA Chargers, we have quarterback Justin Herbert and quarterback Easton Stick. At running back, we have Gus Edwards, J.K. Dobbins, and Kamani Vidal. At wide receiver, we have Josh Palmer, Ladd McConkey, and Quentin Johnson. At tight end, I have Hayden Hurst and Will Disley. Moving on to the LA Rams, we have quarterbacks of Matthew Stafford and Jimmy Garoppolo. We have running backs of Kyren Williams and Blake Corum and Ronnie Rivers. At wide receiver, we have Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp and DeMarcus Robinson. At tight end, we have Tyler Higbee and Colby Parkinson. On the Las Vegas Raiders, we have the quarterback of Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell. We have running backs of Zamir White and Alexander Mattison. At wide receiver, we have Davante Adams and Jacoby Myers. At tight end, we have Brock Bowers and Michael Mayer. And moving on to the Miami Dolphins, we have the quarterback of Tua Tagovailoa and Mike White. The running backs of Devon Achane, Raheem Mostert, and Jalen Wright. Wide receivers of Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. And the tight end of Jonnu Smith. Moving on to the Minnesota Vikings, we have the quarterback of J.J. McCarthy and the quarterback of Sam Darnold, the running backs of Aaron Jones and Ty Chandler, the wide receivers of Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, and the tight end of TJ Hockenson. And moving on to the New England Patriots, we have the quarterbacks of Drake May and Jacoby Brissett, the running backs of Ramondre Stevenson and Antonio Gibson, the wide receivers of Kendrick Bourne and Jalen Polk and DeMario Douglas, and the tight ends of Hunter Henry. Moving on to the New Orleans Saints, we have quarterbacks Derek Carr and Spencer Rattler and Jake Haener, the running backs of Alvin Kamara and Jamal Williams, the wide receivers of Chris Olave and Rashid Shaheed, and the tight ends of Taysom Hill and Juwan Johnson. Moving on to the New York Giants, we have Daniel Jones and Drew Locke. At the running back position, we have Devin Singletary and Tyrone Tracy and Eric Gray. At wide receiver, we have Malik Nabers, we have Darius Slayton, and Wandale Robinson. At tight end, you have Daniel Bellinger. For the New York Jets, we have quarterback Aaron Rodgers and Tyrod Taylor. Running back, Breece Hall, Israel Bonaconda, Braylon Allen, and Isaiah Davis. At wide receiver, we have Garrett Wilson, Mike Williams, and Malachi Corley. At tight end, we have Tyler Conklin. Going to Philadelphia, we have quarterback Jalen Hurts and backup Kenny Pickett, running back Saquon Barkley and Kenneth Gainwell and Will Shipley, wide receiver AJ Brown and Devonta Smith, and tight end Dallas Goedert. Moving on to the Pittsburgh Steelers, we have quarterbacks Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Running backs Najee Harris and Jaylen Warren. Wide receivers George Pickens, Van Jefferson, and Roman Wilson. And tight ends Pat Freiermuth. Going to Seattle, we have quarterback Geno Smith and Sam Howell. Running back Kenneth Walker and Zach Charbonnet. And wide receiver DK Metcalf, Tyler Lockett, and Jackson Smith and Jigba. And at tight end, we have Noah Fant. And going to San Francisco, we have quarterback Brock Purdy and Joshua Dobbs. And running back Christian McCaffrey and Elijah Mitchell and Isaac Garendo. Wide receivers Brandon Ayuk and Deebo Samuel and Ricky Pearsall. Tight ends George Kittle and Logan Thomas. Moving on to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we have quarterback Baker Mayfield and Kyle Trask. Running backs Rashad White and Bucky Irving. Wide receivers Mike Evans and Chris Godwin and Jalen McMillan. And tight end Cade Otton. Going over to the Tennessee Titans, we have quarterback Will Levis and Mason Rudolph. At running back, we have Tony Pollard and Tyjae Spears. At wide receiver, we have Calvin Ridley and DeAndre Hopkins. And Tyler Boyd. At tight end, we have Chigozie Okonkwo. Moving off of Tennessee and over to Washington, we have quarterback Jaden Daniels and Marcus Mariota. Running backs of Austin Eckler and Brian Robinson Jr. Wide receivers Terry McLaurin, Jahan Dotson, and Luke McCaffrey. And tight end Ben Sinnott and Zach Ertz. So that is everyone that I would consider rostering on a roster 25 team. Notice that I don't have a lot of third running backs in there, except for where like the second running back is ambiguous. I do still have all the backup quarterbacks, and I went a little bit longer in wide receivers, especially on teams where I thought the third wide receiver might still be useful. So this is kind of, initially when I designed it, it was going to be a little bit more for a lineup, but it ended up being kind of best ball focused as well when you start looking at those roster construction principles. So use this as a shorter list, and if you feel like you want more in a specific position, this next section right here for the roster 30 is going to be where you might want to focus in on a specific position. Maybe you want to focus in on the running backs or the wide receivers, depending on lineup or best ball, or even potentially some extra backup quarterbacks, things like that. So with that, I'm going to go into the roster 30 section. So we're going to restart again at the Arizona Cardinals. And I have one running back of Michael Carter. one wide receiver of Greg Dortch, and two tight ends of Tip Reman and Elijah Higgins. Moving on to the Atlanta Falcons, we have a quarterback of Taylor Heinicke, a running back of Jace McClellan, a wide receiver in Rondale Moore, and a tight end of Charlie Werner. At Baltimore, we have a quarterback of Devin Leary, a running back in Keaton Mitchell, and a wide receiver pairing of Nelson Agholor and Devontae Walker. In Buffalo, we have the running back of Ty Johnson, wide receiver Chase Claypool, and tight end Dawson Knox. In Carolina, we have running back Raheem Blackshear. We have wide receiver Jonathan Mingo and tight end Tommy Tremble. In Chicago, we have two wide receivers. They are Tyler Scott and Velus Jones. In Cincinnati, we have running back Travion Williams, wide receiver Trenton Irwin, and tight ends Eric All and Tanner McLaughlin. In Cleveland, we have two quarterbacks of Tyler Huntley and Dorian Thompson-Robinson, a wide receiver in Elijah Moore, and a tight end of Jordan Akins. I have, from Dallas, quarterback Trey Lance, running backs Deuce Vaughn and Royce Freeman, wide receiver Kevontae Turpin. And tight end Luke Schoonmaker and Peyton Hendershot. In Denver, we have Jarrett Stidham, Samaje Perine at the running back position, and Audric Estime. At wide receiver, we have Troy Franklin. And at tight end, we have Lucas Kroll. In Detroit, we have no quarterbacks. We have running backs of Craig Reynolds and Zonovan Knight. We have wide receiver of Donovan Peoples-Jones and tight end of Brock Wright. In Green Bay, we have Michael Pratt. He is a quarterback. At running back, we have A.J. Dillon. And at wide receiver, we have Romeo Doubs. No tight ends in Green Bay, so moving on to Houston, we have Case Keenum. We have a running back of Dare Ogunbowale. We have wide receiver of Noah Brown. And tight end Cade Stover. In Indianapolis, we have no quarterbacks. We have running back Trey Sermon, wide receiver Ashton Doolin, and tight ends Kylan Granson and Will Mallory. In Jacksonville, we have running back Tank Bigsby, wide receiver Parker Washington, and tight end Brenton Strange. On Kansas City, we have running back Denerick Prince. We have wide receivers Sky Moore and Justin Watson. And tight ends Noah Gray and Jared Wiley. In Los Angeles with the Chargers, we have wide receiver DJ Chark and tight end Donald Parham Jr. In Los Angeles with the Rams, we have quarterback Stetson Bennett, running back Boston Scott, wide receiver Tutu Atwell, and tight end Davis Allen. With Las Vegas, we have running back Dylan Laub. We have wide receiver Trey Tucker and wide receiver Michael Gallup. And that is it for the Las Vegas Raiders. Going to Miami, we have wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. and Malik Washington, and tight end Durham Smythe. Going now to Minnesota, we have running back Miles Gaskin, wide receiver Brandon Powell, and wide receiver Jalen Naylor, and tight end Robert Tonyan, and tight end Johnny Munt. Moving on to New England, we have running back Kevin Harris, wide receiver KJ Osborne, and wide receiver Javon Baker, and tight end Austin Hooper. Moving on to the New Orleans Saints, we have running back Kendre Miller, wide receiver A.T. Perry, and wide receiver Cedric Wilson Jr., tight ends Foster Moreau and Dallin Holker. With the New York Giants, we have wide receiver Allen Robinson, you have to scroll down a bit to find him, Jalen Hyatt, and tight end Theo Johnson. For the New York Jets, you have wide receiver Xavier Gibson and tight end Jeremy Ruckert. For Philadelphia, you have running back Tyrion Davis Price. You have wide receivers Johnny Wilson, Aeneas Smith, and Paris Campbell. You have tight ends CJ Uzama and Grant Calcaterra. In Pittsburgh, you have running back Cordarrelle Patterson and wide receiver Calvin Austin III. And tight end Connor Hayward. In Seattle, you have running back Kenny McIntosh. You have wide receiver Jake Bobo. And tight ends Pharaoh Brown and AJ Barner. In San Francisco, you have running back Jordan Mason and running back Patrick Taylor. You have wide receiver Jawan Jennings and Jacob Cowing. You have tight end Cameron Latu. And that is it for San Francisco. Moving on to Tampa Bay, we have running back Chase Edmonds and wide receiver Trey Palmer and tight end Coe Kieft. In Tennessee, we have quarterback Malik Willis. You have running back Hassan Haskins, wide receiver Treylon Burks, and tight end Josh Wiley. In Washington, we have running back Chris Rodriguez Jr. and wide receiver Diami Brown. So that is everybody for the 30-man rosters. So go through all your teams, make sure all these players are owned. And if you still have open roster spots after going through all these players, I'm now going to do the last, basically, people that we think have a chance at making the 53-man roster section. So this is very much a, where do you want to add extra depth? Maybe it's in a lineup league, it's some extra quarterbacks or extra running backs. Maybe in a best ball league, you might be looking more for wide receivers and tight ends. So realistically, this section is, I just have some roster spots that I need to put bodies in. Because the last thing you want to do is waste a roster spot and not have it go to use. So with that, let's get into the anyone else that will make a roster section. So Arizona, we have quarterback Clayton Tune, running back DJ Dallas, wide receiver Chris Moore, wide receiver Taywan Palmer, and wide receiver Xavier Weaver. We have tight end Blake Whitehart. And that is it for Arizona. Moving on to Atlanta, we have running back Avery Williams. We have wide receiver Cordarrelle Hodge and wide receiver Ray-Ray McCloud. And tight ends Ross Dwelly and tight end Austin Stogner. Going over to the Baltimore Ravens, we have quarterback Malik Cunningham, wide receiver Tylan Wallace, and wide receiver Deonta Hardy, and tight end Charlie Kohler. Then going to the Buffalo Bills, we have running back Frank Gore Jr., wide receiver Mac Hollins, wide receiver KJ Hamler, and wide receiver Justin Shorter. And tight end Quinton Morris. Moving to Carolina, we have quarterback Jack Plummer. We have running back Rashad Penny. Wide receiver Terrace Marshall Jr. And Amir Smith-Marset. And Jalen Coker. We have tight end Steven Sullivan. And moving on to Chicago, we have quarterbacks Brett Rippon and Austin Reed. Running back Travis Homer, wide receiver Dante Pettis, wide receiver DeAndre Carter, and realistically, if there's somebody else that you like, they probably have a decent chance of making the team as well. Tight end Mercedes Lewis, and moving on to Cincinnati. We have running back Chris Evans. And we have wide receiver Andre Yosivas. And wide receiver Charlie Jones. And we have tight ends Drew Sample and Tanner Hudson. Moving on to Cleveland, we have running back Nyheim Hines and running back Pierre Strong Jr. We have wide receivers Cedric Tillman, David Bell, and Jamari Thrash. And we have tight ends Giovanni Ritchie and Trayton Welch. Moving on to Dallas, we just have two wide receivers, and they are Jalen Brooks and Ryan Flournoy. Moving on to Denver, we have running back Blake Watson. We have wide receivers Tim Patrick, Lil Jordan Humphrey, and Brandon Johnson. And we have tight ends Adam Trautman and Thomas Yasmin. In Detroit, we have running back Sione Vaki, wide receiver Isaiah Williams, and Anthony Green. And tight ends James Mitchell, Shane Zylstra, and Parker Hess. In Green Bay, we have running back Emmanuel Wilson. We have wide receivers Bo Melton and Malik Heath. We have tight end Tyler Davis and tight end Ben Sims. Moving on to Houston, we have running back Jawar Jordan. We have wide receivers John Mechie and Xavier Hutchinson and Robert Woods. And at tight end, we have Brevin Jordan. In Indianapolis, we have quarterback Sam Ellinger. We have running back Tyler Goodson. Wide receiver Anthony Gould. And wide receiver DJ Montgomery. Tight end Mo Alie-Cox. And that is it for Indianapolis. Moving on to Jacksonville. We have quarterback CJ Beathard. Running back Keelan Robinson. Wide receiver Tim Jones. And wide receiver Devin Duvernay. Tight ends Luke Farrell and Josiah DeQuara. We have in Kansas City quarterback Ian Book. Running back Keontae Ingram. And I also have Jerick McKinnon. You need to go to the top and search for him in order to find him. It is J-E-R-I-C-K and then last name McKinnon. Going back to our normal list, we have wide receiver Kadarius Toney. And that is it for the Chiefs. Moving on to the Los Angeles Chargers. We have running back Isaiah Spiller. Wide receivers Darius Davis and Brendan Rice and Cornelius Johnson and tight end Stone Smart. The Los Angeles Rams, we have wide receiver Jordan Whittington and tight end Hunter Long. Moving to the Las Vegas Raiders, we have quarterback Anthony Brown, running back Amir Abdullah, wide receivers Jalen Guyton, LaDietrick or Tulu Griffin, and tight end Harrison Bryant. Going to Miami Dolphins, we have quarterback Skylar Thompson, running backs Jeff Wilson Jr. and Salvin Ahmed. Wide receiver Braxton Berrios and wide receiver River Craycraft and tight end Julian Hill. In Minnesota, we have quarterback Nick Mullins. We have running back Kenne Nwangwu and running back Dwayne McBride. We have wide receiver Trent Sherfield and tight end Josh Oliver. In New England, we have quarterback Bailey Zappe and wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster and Jalen Reagor and Tyquan Thornton. We have tight ends of Mitchell Wilcox and Jaheim Bell. Moving on to the New Orleans Saints, we have running back James Robinson. We have wide receiver Bub Means and Equanimeous St. Brown. We have nobody else on the Saints, so moving on to the Giants. We have quarterback Tommy DeVito, running back Jashawn Corbin, wide receivers Isaiah McKenzie and Isaiah Hodgins. We have tight ends Chris Manhertz and Lawrence Cager. We have New York Jets quarterback Jordan Travis, wide receivers Alan Lazard and Jason Brownlee. And tight end Zach Kuntz. In Philadelphia, we have quarterback Tanner McKee and tight end Albert Aquabanam. In Pittsburgh, we have Kyle Allen, wide receivers Scotty Miller, Quez Watkins, and at the tight end position, we have Darnell Washington and Michael Pruitt. At Seattle, we have quarterback PJ Walker. We have running backs George Alani and Kobe Lewis and Ricky Person Jr. We have wide receiver D. Eskridge, wide receiver Derek Young, and wide receiver Laviska Shenault. And we have tight end Jack Westover. In San Francisco, we have Brandon Allen at the quarterback position. We have running back Cody Schrader. We have wide receiver Ronnie Bell, Chris Conley, and Danny Gray. And we have tight ends Eric Saubert and tight end Braden Willis. In Tampa Bay, we have quarterback John Wolford and running back Sean Tucker, wide receiver Rakeem Jarrett, and tight ends Payne Durham and Devin Culp. In Tennessee, we have running back Julius Chestnut, wide receiver Nick Westbrook-Ikhine, wide receiver Kyle Phillips, and wide receiver Jaquan Jackson. We have tight ends Nick Vinette, Thomas Odukoya, and realistically, anybody else could also be in competition. If there's somebody you like, go for it. In Washington, we have quarterbacks Jeff Driscoll and Sam Hartman. We have wide receivers Jamison Crowder and Olamide Zaccheaus, and tight ends John Bates and Cole Turner. And that is everybody on every single team that, at least from what Eric and I discussed and how I made this list, that I think will make a 53-man roster or has the potential to make a 53-man roster. Obviously, there's going to be a couple misses. There'll be a couple guys that I didn't know about. But in terms of for this time, early July, this is what I expect to see. And I am going to work on my rosters to try and turn them down to only having these players on them. Even in my deepest roster of bajillion leagues, like I know I have some South Harmon leagues where we're like rostering in the 40s. I'm going to try and narrow myself down to only these players, if at all possible, or at least make it so there is literally none of these guys on waivers before I start picking up anybody else. So that's what I recommend you do as well. Right now is a good time to do all of this maintenance to make sure that your teams are rostering the players that you want. So that way, when we get to training camp, you are already at the optimal roster, like roster choices. That way you don't have as much work to do. You can be, instead of forcing yourself into trying to pick up players that are maybe outside the range that you normally want, you already have them on your team. So with that, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. If you want access to this list by itself, Patreon at patreon.com/SouthHarmon, and join the pregame pooper tier. I'm going to dump this into the channel for Wrinkled Brains, so that way everyone that wants to use it can. So once again, that's patreon.com/SouthHarmon. And if you've listened to this long, I can guarantee you, you're staying sharp, so make sure to keep grinding that edge.